Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Beginning is not just for the young. We do thank you for tuning in. Once again, we are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. That's every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. I would like to take a minute to apologize for last week. We had some technical difficulties, and every once in a while we do. And what was supposedly had been aired which was pulled from the archive, did not play. So we do apologize for that that time. Amen. As we move forward, we like to let you know that we have an interactive Bible study. What does that mean? That you have an opportunity of calling in to participate online with the speaker. Amen. Once they open up the lines for you. So if you would like to call in and you're listening by internet, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And once you call in, you can either hit number one or oftentimes we will leave the mics open and you can just talk. Amen? So when you do call in, you can participate. And you know what? We are a body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. We come together, and when we come together unified, there's power. Amen? When like minds and spirits come together in agreement. So we do offer your discussions when you come in and you share where God has placed on your heart as we open up the lines. We're going to have prayer, and then right after we have prayer, then we're going to move over to our regularly scheduled time with Minister Edna Herman from out of Long Island, New York. And you will be hearing her voice directly after prayer. Father, we come before your throne of grace. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, Father, we realize that through you, Heavenly Father, we can do all things, and without you, we can do nothing. So, Father, we just come in agreement, Father, praying for the sick and afflicted. Father, we pray for Billy Dickerson and Tanette Dickerson, Heavenly Father, for their recovery through cancer. Father, we're praying, Lord, that you would just remove that cancer from their bodies, Father, and that you would make them whole. Father, we pray for my cousin, which we call Trinky. We call her Trinky, Father, and we are praying for her, Heavenly Father. We're praying that she would continue recovery, Heavenly Father, through surgery. Lord, we're praying, Heavenly Father, for a manifestation, Heavenly Father, of your healing spirit, Heavenly Father, upon her at this time. Lord, Father, we also pray for Stuart Hawthorne, who is in the hospital, has been hospitalized. We're praying, Heavenly Father, that he is recovering, Heavenly Father, and then they will release him to go back into the nursing home. In fact, Father, we're not asking for him to go back to the nursing home, Father. We're praying for a release, Heavenly Father, that he would be able to go home, Father, fully recovered in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, we ask for prayer, Heavenly Father, for one of our regular speakers, Pastor Paul Robinson, Heavenly Father, out of Tennessee, who has contacted and said that his recovery, his surgery was successful. We thank you, Father, for that that sharing the word, Heavenly Father, the victory response that was shared, Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to heal him as a corporate. Father, we come together as a family, not one, but we come as many corporately as a blog family, Father. And, Lord, Father, we are praying, Heavenly Father, for healing for each and every one of them. Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the prayers. We know that when prayers go up, blessings come down, Father. And, Lord, Father, we just ask that you would minister to each and every one of them. Father, you know their needs. You know the desires of their hearts. And, Father, we're just praying that you would bless the desire of their hearts in the name of Jesus. Father, we come together because you've given us the authority to be able to speak into those things, speak light into those things. And right now, Father, Lord, we're praying for healing right now in the name of Jesus. When Jesus is around, things begin to happen. Eyes began to open that were blind, Father. People who are hungry are fed. Those who are sick recovered. Those who need healing are healed, Father. And, Lord, Father, we stand by faith and not by sight, knowing that you are the same God yesterday as you are today. And we thank you, Father, for being able to call upon the name of Jesus. And, Lord, Father, we declare, we decree all those things that we've spoken of. And then, Father, there's those that we have not named. Father, you know who they are, and you know what they're in need of. And we're praying for them as well in the name of Jesus. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise In the majestic name of Jesus, Father, we humble ourselves, Heavenly Father. We decrease and you increase in the name of Jesus. We declare, we decree victory, Father, all across those, Heavenly Father, that are in need. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you for where you brought us, Lord, but we thank you right now, Heavenly Father, for declaring and decreeing, Heavenly Father, a release right now. We thank you for that healing right now in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. And all the saints said amen.
Amen.
We are moving on over into Long Island, New York, with Minister Edna Herman, who will come be the next voice that you hear. Minister Herman, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Elder John,
amen.
God bless you. God bless you. I hope I'm clear.
Yes, you are.
Okay, very good. Praise God. Praise God to everyone. It's another Wednesday, and God has kept us. He has had his watchful eye over us, and we are so grateful. Not just me, but all of us. He is so mindful. He loves us. We are his love thoughts. We're always on his mind. And with that said, we're going to go into the Word of God. And I'll be coming from John 15, 5 through 7. And it reads, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Verse 7, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And the word of God is blessed, because he is the word.
Amen.
I'm going to, we're going to have a conversation about these three verses. And like I said, it's coming from chapter 15. And this is Jesus talking to the believer. This doesn't have anything to do with the world, so to speak. He's talking directly to us. This is a personal thing. It's upfront and personal to us. And what I most like about Jesus, I haven't given you my topic yet, but I just want to say this. What I most like about Jesus is how he used different parables to illustrate and to reveal spiritual truths to us. So even a child can understand. That's what I like about him. He doesn't leave any stone unturned. He wants us to be clear in what we know, what he's conveying unto us, and what we should do in this walk called faith. Amen.
Amen.
So with that said, my topic tonight is, and you can bring this into a personal thing because it is personal. The topic is, I'm connected. And my subtitle is, I'm dependent with a dependency. I am dependent with a dependency. It sounds like an oxymoron. So let's go into the scripture, starting with verse 5. And I'm gonna bring out 3 points. And the first point is called, it's gonna be rewards, consequences, and promise. The first point is reward. When Jesus said it's reward, and we're going to go down and we're going to break it apart. But when Jesus says, and I'm going to read it, he says, I am the vine. That means he's the main ingredient. He's the main source for our life. He says, I am the vine. We are the branches. That means we're an extension of the main source. We're an extension of him. Amen. That's the first point. And we're still in verse 5, but the second point in this verse 5, so we'll say A, point 1A, point 1, 2B, whatever. the part where he says abiding. He says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. We are the branches abiding in him. So abiding in him will give us much reward. Abiding in him, we will bring forth much fruit. And that fruit can be way of, it could be way of building the kingdom of God, witnessing to people. That's fruit. Witnessing to people, sharing Christ with them. We sharing Christ with them. Our health, finances, relationship, anything that brings forth fruit. It's called sowing and reaping. We sow into the kingdom, we shall reap kingdom rewards. Amen? Mm-hmm. Amen. We shall reap the benefits of what he has for us. And I'm not just saying just reaping, but I mean just sowing. But we need to sow into his word. We need to sow into Christ, into God, into his word. That's where the reaping will come as well. My next point will be where he says, for without me ye can do nothing. Let's talk about that. Without him, we can do nothing. That means apart from him, apart from the source, apart from the vine, we can't do anything. Because he is the one that is why we live and move and have our being. We can't do anything without Christ. Nothing.
Amen.
And then you'll have some people, I'm going ahead of myself now. Some people are being separated. They're going off into their own, doing their own thing, having their own agenda of how this walk of Christ should be. That in itself should not be. We are in him, and that's how we're to move. We're to move in him. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise
Amen.
God. So we establish that he is the vine, we are his branches, he is the source, we are connected to him, and without him, we can do nothing at all. Amen.
Amen.
Be the glory. Now comes the consequence. Like in verse 5, it says, apart from me, we can do nothing. In verse 6, he says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Now, we know what happens when a branch comes off a tree. If it's cut off or away from that tree, away from the source, away from that nourishment, it will wither and die.
Mm-hmm.
That stick break. That branch will break. Or if it even has leaves on it, it'll start withering because it's apart from the source that gave it life. Amen.
Amen.
God be the glory.
Amen.
And even in verse 5, like I said, we have to abide in him. Verse 6 says, if a man abides not apart away from him, that means away from him. And you know what? Let me just say this. I'm going to take my time with this because this is so important. When God was giving me this, I said, wow, yes, Lord. You know, we have a lot of people in the body of Christ that are, and I'll say this, and it sounds like oxymoron, they're connected, but they're disconnected. They're going off doing their own thing. They're saved, but they're not sanctified. They're saved by the blood of Jesus. But many have gone off doing, like I said before, doing their own thing. They are reaping not much fruit now, but they're reaping little to no fruit. Because you cannot go off. You know what? First of all, our arms are too short to box with God. And another thing, we can't do our minds, and we can't do what we think that we're big enough to do. Because at the end of the day, God has the last say in our lives. He has the last say. He promotes, he puts one up, and he brings one down. He's the one at the end of the day that makes it happen for us. We don't make it happen. We put in the effort, yes, because we have to do our part. But he, the final analysis is him. He is the source for our life.
Mm-hmm.
But we have people that go off and doing their own thing. And then we have, but I'm not speaking about them. I'm speaking about, even though that verse 6 says, I'm speaking about us who stands uncompromised. Us who stands, who are sold out. We're uncompromised because our faith and our trust is in God. But then those are those that turn their heels. They turn their face away. They go off, like I said before, they go off doing their own thing, trying to obtain so much but gathering nothing, trying to go beyond God. And how can you do that? They're going beyond God, going beyond his thoughts. How can you do that? And thinking that they're getting things done, and nothing is really getting done because they're apart from him. They're not still in the vine. They're not still getting the resource of the vine, the true vine. So in verse 6, that's talking about the consequences. And the consequences, if you stray, if you're away, if you're disconnected from the nourishment and from the things that God does for us, you'll wither and die. And staying in the vine, he nourishes us. He helps us to grow. We are increased in him. He prunes us because there are times we need pruning all the time. Mm-hmm. As we live, we need to be pruned. And it's good when the master can prune us. Because pruning us just makes us better, makes us flourish. Praise God.
Amen.
So he deals with the whole man and the whole benefits that we reap from. So man, so in this verse too, I looked at it in this way too. In this verse, to me, was an invitation. You might not see it that way, but I see it as an invitation too. He says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth. So I'm seeing in verse 5 that if you abide in me, this is what will happen. You bring forth much fruit. And then if a man doesn't abide in me, to me, I was looking at that as the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Everyone has an opportunity to come into that vine and abide in that vine. But if you don't, and if you don't stay in that vine, I mean, we could talk about this. If you don't stay in that vine, if you reject the opportunity that he's giving you, if you will reject everything that he's offering you, because in verse 5, he's saying if you stay there, but in verse 6, he says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Then he's saying in verse 6, in my take in it, is that what will happen? You're cast away. And that's like God opening his arms and giving you an opportunity for salvation, and you reject it. And when you reject it, you're separated forever.
Mm-hmm.
When you reject it, it's like being cast in hell's fire. You're no more. It's a done deal.
Amen.
Those that won't heed that call or stay in that vein of God.
Amen.
Now the promise. We're going to verse 7. Now the promise. This is the promise, the ultimate promise. But even with this promise, there's condition. And it says in verse 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I saw that, praise God, when I saw that, to me it just says, stay put. Stay in the abiding in God. Stay put. And let your word, feed on his word, read his word. Let the words be, let you be filled up with his word. Because when you speak his word, when you pray his word, the Lord's ears are heed. His ears like stands up. Oh, my daughter, my son, they're praying their word. They're praying my word. Not our own word, but his word. He hears it. He stands at attention when he hears the word coming out. The atmosphere stands at attention when the word comes out. It has to concede to the word that's being released. And he says, abide in me and my words abide in you. Out of the heart, the issues of life flow. Out of the heart, the abundance of life flows. The abundance of God's word should be flowing out of you. He wants us to build up in his word. He wants us to, because that's the word is what we fight the enemy with. The word that gives us, that makes us victorious. He is
mm-hmm.
the word.
Amen.
The Bible says, he puts his word above himself. Now you say, how can the word put the word above himself? What it is he honors his word. He honors. Because he can't lie, he honors. That's why he says, whatever you ask. He didn't say it might be done. In this word, he's saying, whatever ye ask, it shall be done.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you ask, it shall be done.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So we can see here where the Lord is not only equipping us, and he's telling us who we are and how we stand. But he's letting us know that there's nothing he won't do if you abide in him and he abides in you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to open up the mics for anyone that wants to elaborate, have questions, or just expound on this fruitful word that God has given us. Amen. The mics are open.
I'd like to elaborate on, and I like the way you brought it out in terms of rejecting, because when we look at the word abide means to accept. If you accept
mm-hmm.
me, if you
Amen.
Accept me, if
mm-hmm.
you make the decision to accept me.
Yes.
And I like that. It's almost like, when I look at it, it says the vine and ye are the branches. He that abides in me, he that accepts me, and I in him, meaning that I accept you, meaning that you have a one-on-one relationship, he bears
yes.
much fruit. And I like that, because you had mentioned in terms of rejecting, it has to be a two-way. God is always going to accept us. But the
Amen.
Other flip side of it is if we reject him, it's not a one-on-one relationship.
Mm-hmm.
God still wants us, but we can reject him. And it's almost like someone trying to feed you food
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that you need it and you are rejecting it. You know, I don't feel like eating. I don't need none of this. Knowing that what they're offering is going to help make you stronger.
Right.
You know, so that you can become stronger, so that you can survive. And it's almost like rejecting it. No, I don't want this food. And God is, you know, when I see that as God as being the vine, God is feeding us. We're the branches so that we can stay alive, so that we can live. You know, and that's what true life is, when we accept being a part of the vine. But when we begin to start to think we are the branches, since we are the branches, we are all the body of Christ, we are the branches, when we begin to start to feel that the branches don't need the vine, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can survive without the vine. You know, and it's almost like you're saying, you know, you're thinking to yourself, I can make it on my own. I can do without eating. I can do without eating. I can do without that. I can survive. And then you find yourself beginning, you don't, may not see it, but others see it, and you find yourself dwindling, and before you know it, you know, you're just withering. You're weak and don't even know it. And then you end up dying. We're talking about a spiritual death. So I like the way you brought that out. Because I think that that's paramount in our lives, is making sure that we live. As we're going to go through this journey, making sure that we live, you know, a good life, the life that God wants us to live. Now, there's going to be some complications. There's going to be some things that's going to happen, but we also have to understand that God has his own timing. He has his own timing. You know, I mean, we can ask for something, and if you're looking for it to happen right away, you might be disappointed. And that requires patience, being able to take time to wait on God. But God does answer prayers. He does answer our requests. And I truly believe in that. I truly, truly believe in that. So I just wanted to make a comment on that. I'm not going to tie up the mic.
No. It's good. And just like the rejection, you know, like you were saying as well, God never rejects us. You know what? He, you know, first of all, he's the one that does the drawing. We know that. And he's always, he always stands there waiting for you, waiting for us to come unto him. He says in his word, come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So he's saying, with open arms, just as you are, come unto me. But what do? A lot of us do. We reject, just like you were saying, rejecting their nourishment. And he knows us better than we know us. He knows what we need because he made us. And we are so me-centric. You know, me. What about me? That we forget that when we think so much about our own self, we ego comes in. And ego is E-G-O, edging God out. You edge him out of your life because you think you could do it yourself. And here he is with open arms saying, apart from me, you can do nothing. Don't you know that it is I'm the reason that salvation came to you? I'm the reason that you have those gifts that you're working on, that you're working with. I'm the one that gave you that calling, those gifts that you have, that you're utilizing, that you're going off into your own agenda and believe in your own press. I'm the one. Come back to me. Without me, you can't even really get, you might get something, but you're not getting not even an iota of what I can give you. And God came that we would have life. Jesus came that we'd have life, and that more abundantly. Not just when we take our flight and go into, when he comes back and he takes us back, but he means right here, right here. He wants to bless us right here. He wants to bless you right here. So, if anything, we should do our best, do our very best. No, not even do our best. Make up in our mind that we're not gonna stray away. We're gonna stay in the vine. In the vine of Christ.
But
because he is our life and our hope. For today, right now, and forever. So God is good. He's so mindful of go ahead.
I was going to say, that's what I like about, you know, when we come together as the body of Christ on Wednesdays for, you know, the blog. You know, we're just basically coming to get nourishment from the vine.
Yes.
You know, because when we're listening and hearing the word and it's going through our ear gate, it nourishes our body. It nourishes us. It makes us stronger. You know, it nourishes us. That's the food. The word is the food. That's why it says the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. That's our food. That's how we survive. That's how we know how learn how to survive by God's word. So coming together, it's almost like everybody's on here. We're sitting at a table. We're all just sitting down, just eating, feeding off the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And a lamp unto our pathway. And we're not in darkness. We're not in darkness. Because his word is light in our way. You know what? If we do stay in the word, nothing should. And I prayed this years ago. I said, Lord, I don't want anything to sneak up on me. And sometimes the enemy just tries to blindside. But God, in his word, or in a brother or a sister coming, we could see the enemy. Because God uses everything. And everyone, so we won't be so blindsided. Because word is a lamp into our pathway. And just because they call me Minister Edna, that don't mean, you know, I thank God for being a minister, but you know what? We are all ministers. We are all the witnesses of Christ. You know what? And we who share this word, listen, Like Elder John said, we just sitting around the table. I can glean from you. You can glean from me. Above all, we're gleaning from the Spirit of the Almighty God, the Holy Spirit, who reveals everything unto us. And we're grateful. We're grateful. There are no big eyes in Christ. We are the body of Christ. And he's called us. We didn't call. He's called us. We didn't decide. A lot of people decide. Oh, I'm gonna get saved. No. Like my pastor friend Rose would say, no, boo, no. What happens is God does the drawing. What we do is accept him. We are always on his mind. He's the one that pulls us in. And then once he's got us in, he reveals himself layer by layer of who he is and who we are. Because we don't know who we are, how much we have, until he reveals it to us. So we're to stay in the vine. That's where our life source is. Somebody else want to say something? Praise the Lord. To God be the glory.
You know, I just don't want to say anything. I keep looking at scripture. Just actually, you know, you kind of touched on one of my favorite parts of the Bible. You know, this scripture. You know, and I look at, you know, if you. And we talk about in terms of abide. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall have whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. And I like that. It says, if you, and we talked about in terms of abiding, if you accept me.
That's good.
And my words are accepted. Accepted in you.
That's good.
You shall ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. And you talked about a promise that God never reneges on his promise.
No.
You know, you can rest assured that promise is you can count it. You can count it as done.
Yes.
You can count it as done. But there are some stipulations as we go through. There's a process to get there.
There's a condition. That's right. He said if two little letters. If
you know when I think about in terms of everything is mental. Everything is mental in the world, you know, and I used to play sports, you know, and I'm still on the subject of touching, but I used to play in sports. And then if I'm playing sports, I'm playing basketball, and I'm playing against someone who may be a little better than me, and
yes,
my mind is not strong enough to feel that I can do this, that I can win this game. If
right.
I let down mentally, if I let shut down mentally, then my game, I start beginning to start, we call it slipping in our game. Then I begin
yes.
to start to slip in the game, you know, and my game becomes worse. You know, and it's
yes.
and it's like Christ. Once the word is, once you get full or filled with the word of God, then you mentally begin to have more confidence in terms of what you're doing and
yes.
how you go
yes.
about doing things.
Amen.
You know, come on, just keep it real. You know, we go through situations, and then all of a sudden, doubt and Thomas sets in. You know, we begin to start to have doubts. Can I do this? Will it happen? You begin to start to question that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's keep it real now. That's just a mental breakdown. And God wants us to the point where, you know, when we're in this war, that we know without a shadow of a doubt that we're going to win. Like
mm-hmm.
when I'm playing against basketball, that guy, whoever's better than me. I say, God, excuse me, it could be a girl also. But if they're better than me, if I shut down and feel that I can't accomplish, I'm not going to be victorious, I'm going to begin
mm-hmm.
to start to have doubt. And my game is going to shut down. You know, and I'm just relating it to where we are with the Word of God. It starts with the mind, the renewing of the mind. That means that
yeah.
we don't think the same way we used to think. We don't act
right.
the same way we used to act.
Mm-hmm.
The renewing
mm-hmm.
of the mind, and this is what the Word does. It gives us confidence
yeah.
that we can move forward, and no matter what obstacles we go through, no matter what obstacles you go through, that we're going to be victorious.
And I like, yes, amen. And I like what you said about the Word. What the Word does, the Word washes our minds. If we'd be so committed to the Word, the way when those different thoughts come in our minds, the Word washes our mind. And sometimes I have to be transparent. Sometimes I don't read the Bible, but I do read my daily devotion every day. So. Two and three devotionals every day. So that washing of our minds have to be washed because there's so much junk out there. And the enemy is so insidious. He's so cunning that he can, like Elder John said, you know, we have to protect our ear gates because he's coming in there so it can settle in our minds, and that's where the battlefield is. And when you start battling, we have to fight back with the word that abides in us,
amen,
the word
amen.
That comes up out of us, comes up
amen.
out of our mouth and into the atmosphere. And while it's going into the atmosphere, it's going into our own ear gate. Picture that.
Mm.
That's why a lot of times I just don't read silently. Like, I mean, in church, of course, you don't read out. But when I'm home, I read out loud. I read out loud because it helps to hear, hearing the word. Go ahead, Elder Suzanne.
Atmosphere. When you're out, when you voice it, the word, the Lord spoke things into existence. So our to have the audible, to be able to speak it in your atmosphere, you know, it's so important. And then we have to be careful, too, not to plant seeds from the enemy. And it doesn't take a lot. All it takes is one negative thought.
That's good right there, one negative thought, then to bring it out of our mouth. Help us, Lord.
Negative thoughts.
See, that's why the word said, put a watch over my mouth, guard over my heart. Yeah, Lord Jesus. We thank God for His word and being in the vein, in the vine of Christ.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
That's what I love about sharing,
That was good.
When everyone has is sharing. Everyone has goes their own through a holy experience. Everyone has their own experience. Everyone has their own story to tell. Everyone has their own story. Everybody goes through different experiences. You know, but isn't it amazing that when we go through these experiences and we come back with our different experiences, everyone comes back with a word of victory, with a good report. And that now there are times that things happen and they don't happen the way we want them to happen, you know, but by and by, God reveals it to us.
Yes, He does.
God reveals it to us. You know?
You know.
I believe that there's healing. There's healing in God's word. When we soak ourselves or saturate ourselves in God's word, I believe that there is healing.
Amen.
You know, I believe that. You know, here's the balm in Gilead. I believe that there's a word for each and every one of us, and there's healing through that word. So imagine when we saturate. I'm not talking about every now and again, but imagine when we saturate in the word of God. Saturated. That means we begin to start automatically, like the word says. The more we put ourselves into whatever, the more we become that whatever. If we saturate ourselves in the negative, guess what? We become negative.
As a man thinking.
When we saturate ourselves in the word of God, that's why it says taste and eat and know that I am good. You got to taste it first. You got to taste the first, and after you taste it and you get a love for it, then after a while you begin to eat it all the time. And then after you begin eating it all the time, then it's almost like you want it all the time.
You feel out of sync when you don't have it.
It becomes good.
I was looking at my subtitle as well and how we are connected. It says, I'm connected. But the subtitle is, I'm dependent with a dependency. I'm independent. That's what it should be. Independent with a dependency. I'm independent, separated from the world, from the world's antics or how they think. But my sole dependency is on God, is on Christ. I am standing, separated, independent from the world, but I am depending on Christ to get me through. So that's it. You know, how can you be both? Yeah, I am. I need the Lord each and every day, each and every moment.
Amen.
Breathing, inhaling His presence, and exhaling what He says to exhale. his anointing, his word, a hello, an encouraging word, whatever. Whatever he says is what we thank God for this word. You know, I like acronyms. I think that's it. Yeah. That's that, you know what acronyms is. I just want to say this. I am connected, and I said I wasn't going to say this, but I want to say this. I have a drug for life. I'm on drugs, men and women of God. My drug is a LSD. It's love, salvation, and deliverance.
Amen.
I'm an addict of LSD. Love, salvation, and deliverance. The love of God in my life, who brought salvation through Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for me, and now I'm delivered from death into life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
LSD.
Amen. So with that,
could you give that acronym again? LSD is what?
Love, salvation, and deliverance. The love of God. Yeah. The love of God, who brought me salvation through Jesus Christ, who shed his blood just for me, who delivered me from death into life. And to God be the glory.
Amen.
Love, salvation, and deliverance, LSD. So we thank God for the word. We thank God for us being in the vine. Hallelujah. And we are his branches, and we abiding in him and he in us, and remembering that we can't do anything apart from him. Nothing. So we're to stay in the vine of Christ. We're connected, saints. We're connected. When the Lord spoke about this, he was speaking about in chapter 15, he was talking about the relationship of the believer with him. The believers with him. That was an upfront and personal thing for us to know. Amen. And to God be the glory.
Yeah.
So I'm turning it over to you, Elder John.
Amen. Amen.
Susanna.
Amen. Are there any improvements, any comments? Amen. We have a few minutes for comments. Any comments? Those of you who may have just tuned in, any comments? We were just talking about in terms of abiding in Christ, abiding in the vine, meaning that we need to stay close to the vine so that we can have the source, so we can have that source to live.
Mm-hmm.
Live the life that God gives us to live.
Amen.
God wants us to live, not die. He wants us to have a good life. And to do that, we need to stay close to the vine. We need to abide. We need to accept the vine. I'm not saying, you know, accept it when you feel like it.
That's good.
I'm talking
right.
about accepting 24/7, as y'all call it. 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
24/7. In the morning, in the afternoon, and at night when you're ready to rest.
Mm-hmm.
Accepting it. So I love this word. I loved how you brought this word here and just solely connected. Solely connected. Solely
mm-hmm.
connected.
Cause,
you know, I see branches sometimes, and sometimes branches are just hanging off. You know, a tree. You know, the vine is, you know, that you see that the branch is just hanging off. And then eventually the branch just falls off and it separates from the vine.
Yes.
And that's just what happens. So I like this title that you have, solely connected. That means that you're totally connected. And that's where
yeah.
God wants us, totally connected. totally connected in him. And you know what? There's going to be challenges.
Yes.
There's going to be challenges. There's going to be people who's going to put us down. There's going to be people who ridicule us because we're trying to stay connected to the vine. And then there's those who will be looking at a distance, they're going to be wondering, there's something different about him. There's something different about her. What is it? There's something different in their personality. There's something different in their approach. There's something different. We are in the world, but we're not of the world.
Amen. And I just want to say this as well. Staying connected, solely connected, we need to know that our connection is with each other. It's with the gathering together, like the Word of God says. Don't forget to assemble yourselves, because different little things, when you find yourself not doing these things or sort of slipping away, like Elder John said, the branch is just hanging off there. You know what? If we don't watch our movements and how we're going and how we're doing things throughout our day, you know what? We can find ourselves not only being distracted, but being lured away. And what happens with that is, as it goes day by day, if you don't catch it, you find yourself getting more and more away from the Word, more and more not assembling yourself, more and more not reading your Word or listening to things. I'm not saying that you should be so heavily down you're no earthly good that you shouldn't enjoy yourself, but enjoyment is in the Word of God, is in the kingdom. Everything is in the kingdom. But if you allow yourself to just be drawn away, you'll find yourself being malnutritious. Nutrition will come about in you. And every time, and spiritually, you spiritually will die. Because then what happens, that is, you start getting numb. And I'm saying this because I've seen a lot of the saints go their own way. Stop coming to church. Start forgetting to assemble themselves. And I could tell that they're not even because a lot of them might even say, oh, well, I don't have to be in the building. No, that's true. You don't have to be in the building. But the Word of God says don't forget to assemble yourself. And I know I'm going off into a tangent and whatnot, but what I want to say is, we have to stay connected.
Amen.
To each other, to the Word of God, and each other. We are the body of Christ, not you, the body of just the body of Christ by yourself. You're a part of that body, and we should stay in connection of that body, because that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to pull you off to the side by yourself. Once he could do that, he'll start bombarding you with different things in your mind. And before you know it, how did I get here? You got here because you forgot to assemble yourself. Anyway, to God be the glory, Elder John.
Amen. I'm going to ask you to keep in mind that we are the body of Christ, and we are to pray for one another. And as a reminder, continue to keep her in your prayers. Stuart Hawthorne, he is now in dialysis, so you know he's recovering nicely. So we thank God for that. And another young man who has been consciously sharing with us, just listening, you know. And I don't know if he's on the line now, but Sean Wilburn from out of Maryland, young man who was just growing so much in the Word. If you can continue to keep him in prayer. These young men and young women, we have to keep them in prayer. Keep them in prayer. That's what we are supposed to do. You know, that's our job, is to make sure that we pray for one another, especially for our youth. You know, it's so easy to get caught up on and lose sight of where God has taken us. So we have to continue to do that, continue to keep us in prayer. And Pastor Paul, Pastor Robinson, I don't know if you're listening or not, but we do thank God that you shared with us that your surgery was successful. And keep in mind, corporately, we will continue to pray for you. Also, Pastor Cook has a prayer line on Sunday. I don't know if you know the number, you know, but if you need to have them, if anyone would like to call in on Sundays, you know, for the prayer line. Hey, listen, folks, this one, if there's a time that we need to start praying and coming together, that time is now. That time is now. Don't you want to wait until later, but that time is now. So she has a Sunday prayer line. You know, I like to share that with you as well. You know, listen, it's important that we come together and pray for one another. You know, so I'm going to do that. Okay? I don't know if you know that number, Minister Herman. Do you know the number that you can share with the audience for our
call? Yes. Yes, I have it.
The time.
Okay, it's 319-527-2716, and the access code is 514-616. That's 319-527-2716, and the access code is 514-616. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. You know, and again, we do thank you for joining in, Minister Mom. We thank you for taking your time out, because it's not easy taking time out to come on to you know, to share a word. That requires study and it requires time. So we do thank you for that, and I know that God honors that. So we do thank you for that.
Right.
And for those of you that tuned in, you can always go back and you can archive anything that we've done. Go to Blog Talk Radio and then type in "We Can Begin Again," and you can pull up any of the archives that's been on. We have some next week we'll be back in New York, and I think following after that we're going to be in Atlanta. Then we're going to be, I believe, in West Virginia. We have a young man who has a church that's growing, one of the fastest growing churches. He has agreed to come on and speak with us. So we have so many men and women of God that want to come on and just to share a word of God. Isn't it beautiful? From different states.
Yes.
So, we love you. Thank you so much. For those of you that call in by internet, thank you. May God bless you. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Until next Wednesday at 7 o'clock, we look forward to seeing you and hearing from you. God bless you.
I can look beyond.